Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
There's a lot of other teams out there that want to be in our position. You know, we're playing game 184. That's what it is today. So just go out there and have fun and enjoy the moment. And, you know, and like I said, you guys have been good all year long. Just continue to play the way you've been playing.
Wow, and they definitely, the Sharks were there because they were saying they were the baby Sharks. And congratulations to the Nationals in Houston. They beat the Houston Astros. Game 7, heavy, heavy drama. Kate Delaney, and that's where we start. Isn't it funny? Usually we start and we talk about Washington and what runs out of Washington and affects us in our backyards. This time, Washington, baseball-wise, ran to Texas and took one from the Astros. In fact, took four from the Astros and ended up winning 6-2, rallying in that game. You have to tip your cap, and it's the World Series championship, and it's the first one that they've won. So it was a cast of older players who got it done against the odds. I mean, what a story. So when they get back to D.C., I am certain there will be a huge contingency waiting for them. The World Series MVP was Steven Strasburg, who had been with the team for 12 years, pitched lights out in the last game, and then lefty Patrick Corbin, who brought Series championship to the nation's capital, boom, by doing what he did, which is so cool. Just a great story. Just a great, great, great story. But sad for the Houston Astros. And I know there are people that are Houston Astros fans that are listening to the show who are very disappointed. And it really looked like they were in control and they were going to win this because, you know, Zach Greinke, who was on the mound for the Astros, was in control until he gave up a home run that cut their lead 2-1 in the seventh. And then it just unraveled after that. So congratulations. I won't go into deep details, but congratulations to the Washington Nationals for that very, very big, big win. Lovely. All right, in the meantime, who wins and who loses in Washington when it comes to, oh, that word I've been talking about a lot, impeachment, the Ukraine, the 25th, July 25th phone call. Now we're going to have these open hearings on this impeachment inquiry, which I think that's a good thing. Leave them open. Let the door wide open so everybody can see for themselves what they think, what's secondhand, what's firsthand, what's whatever. We can just at least hear it instead of all this nonsense, nonsensical speculation and secondhand and thirdhand and, you know, whatever. It's like a wicked game of telephone where you're not really quite sure who's saying what. One thing I am very sure of is these California fires are horrific. I would be remiss not to mention them. And speaking of Washington, at the top of the show, because the Reagan Library was threatened by those fires, and it was some scary moments for the people in that area anyway. But, and I know we have people listening to us there in Riverside, they call it the Easy Fire, which is so ironic. It broke out on Wednesday, and throughout the day was popping up all over the place. And unfortunately, because of the winds, and the wind was so fierce in Riverside County, there, that's what you had. You had mobile home parks and senior care hospitals, and you had several 18-wheel trucks that were trying to get through traffic-clogged roads that were blown over. I mean, right there tells you something, right? Like a scene from a movie, only sadly not a movie. Real life. Real life. And at the Reagan Library in Simi Valley, what happened was, for fear that it was going to go up, you had firefighters from Ventura County, and you had a bunch of strike teams that jumped into place, scrambled. And then you had aerial bombs being dropped, basically, meaning water bombs, from helicopters and a DC tanker that kept the flames off the hilltop because that's where the building sits. So the safety is not certain, right? Because you kept seeing, and you saw hundreds of firefighters on the ground because you kept seeing the flames that seemed to get closer and closer and closer. And it just puts into perspective not only just residential areas, not only some businesses, but here a presidential library right in the middle of the whole thing, because we're talking about the hills of California, and I think that's what people forget, and how quickly they go up because of the brush that is not, for one, not cleared, the humidity, and the Santa Ana winds. It's just disastrous, and the low humidity is a killer. So you put that all in one cauldron, and in the south and in the north, you get these disastrous things that are happening, and people scrambling for their lives with their livestock, their homes going up, massive evacuations. And this is sad. This is a slice of America that we're all watching from other areas. That if you're not listening to me in one of those areas, that we're listening and watching from afar and thinking, wow, that why every year are we constantly in the same situation? And then, of course, making it worse, you had the problem with the power and PG&E and what they were shutting off and what was happening, and now they think there might have even been a fire that was started because of the power company. That's not 100% certain, but there's conversations about that. So, yikes. Right in the middle of the whole thing once again and making it worse. The whole idea is, what can we do to make this better? And every year we're in the same situation. Every year, same situation. And something has to be done to cut this off. Money has to be spent to clear that brush. There has to be more that is taken care of in California. Again, Mother Nature can be wicked. You can't do everything, but there certainly were some things that could have been done. I've already talked about this, especially when you talk about the road diets and narrowing the roads, and you can't get through, and the emergency crews can't get through, and people end up fighting for their lives because there's nobody to come and get them. Who can come get them? Who can get in there? They can't. So they have to cut that crap out. They cannot have these road diets anymore because it's too threatening, especially for what is consistently happening in California. Can't do it. I mean, there's more than 10 fires burning in California right now. Maybe even more. Maybe even more. There could be more. All right, and just to sew up the whole impeachment thing, so you know this, a key House panel sent the impeachment resolution to the floor ahead of the vote, which will happen on Thursday. So once that Thursday vote takes place, then we see where they go and how they map this out. But we know there's going to be transparency here for sure because they're going to have open hearings. But what is that going to look like? That's part of this whole vote and deciding with the rules, etc., how it's all going to take place. So keep an eye out. Obviously, we're going to be talking about this in the next couple of weeks, because guess what? This show is about what affects you and what affects me in our backyards. And this affects us, what's happening with the presidency and on the Hill. Stay with us.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
With Kate's Take.
All right, time to talk about student athletes and paying them for endorsements, autographs, all that kind of stuff. And this is a big deal, and this is a big deal to you and me, regardless of your like of college athletics or not. And a lot of people, I should say a lot, several media outlets have called me and asked me for my opinion on it, including a couple of big stations in Chicago and San Francisco. But regardless, bottom line is everybody's scrambling to try to figure out how to make sense of this. So let me just explain where we're at. The NCAA decided, oh, knock, knock, because all of these politicians are challenging the idea that you're not paying athletes and making millions of dollars off their back. Now they've decided, oh, well, we've got to do something. So the crazy thing is you have the NCAA president, Mark Emmert, who basically didn't say very much about it. And I wonder, is this empty rhetoric because they're talking about January 2021, that it will kick open this wide open market? And what they're saying is, because they're agreeing that they're going to let college athletes profit from their likeness, it does kick open the conversation for student athletes to financially benefit from the use of their name, the image, the likeness, and that is a major, massive shift in rules governing college athletics. I like something that I saw a couple of days ago or during the day, or I can't remember when I was reaching out to people and trying to get you know, my own comments and figure this out. And one of the things I saw is they put together a committee to look at this, to say, okay, what are we going to do here? And I think that was a smart thing to do, because you have 10 states that are looking into bills that they're trying to push through to help athletes get some money, endorsement money, and California was one of the leaders in that. There was a bill that was signed into law in late September. That law doesn't, you know, stops California schools basically from punishing their athletes for getting endorsement money, but that doesn't happen until 2023. So I think because of the fact that you had so much of a push, including Mitt Romney was saying that he was on board with this and he was going to try to make something happen. He was one of them. That was one of the 10 states, the senator from Utah expressing his support for that, that they had to do something. And the NCAA had egg on their face, and they couldn't ignore this any longer. So they have this committee, and they have this working group, and they don't have specific rule change recommendations. They have none of that, except for saying that they're going to do it by 2021. And hopefully it's not smoke and mirrors, because it's full speed ahead with these challenges, and we'll see. I mean, there's even a federal bill that will allow for some NCAA regulation, but what is it? I mean, how do you have these they talk about these guardrails to avoid unintended negative consequences. What are the guardrails? What guardrails are they putting up? You know, and I do love the one thing that came out from Emmerich, who basically did a little duck and cover on it. He said, he had a release where he said, the devil is in the details when it comes to deciding what type of change will come in allowing things like sponsorship deals that are directly related to a student's popularity for being an athlete. Yeah, they're in a pickle. I mean, this is not an easy thing to come up with. What are the details that they're going to put together that are going to make this make sense? Because some people, some of you probably listening to me right now, are going to freak out and say, well, wait a second. I get that it's ridiculous that on the backs of some of these superstar athletes, they're making a fortune in the university, and the coaches are getting paid millions of dollars, and the school is making millions and millions of dollars, and then the kid is, you know, basically practically flunking out of school because they're doing two-a-days plus to be the best football player you can possibly be, or basketball star, or whatever it is. But they're also getting tuition. So you're going to have people that are going to say, wait, you're going to UCLA? You know, this is tricky, right? You're going to UCLA, you're going to USC, you're going to Alabama, you're going to Georgia, you're going to Florida State, and now you're going to get totally comped your education, and then you're going to get money on top of it. I think they're going to have to definitely have some sort of map, some way to make this work, and make sure that student-athletes have opportunities to make money as all other students, and then maintain education and the collegiate thing. And they got to have rules that are transparent. That's the word of the day, transparent. They have to be. They have to be enforceable. There has to be some kind of balance. And it scares me to death, because the NCAA, to me, talks out of both sides of their mouth. And they really, to me, didn't tackle this until they were forced to, when it was shoved down their throats, like I said, because you had so many states that were saying, okay, we're going to come up with bills. We see what California's doing. We're not going to allow this to happen any longer. So when you have 10 states that are talking about bills that are similar to Cali, you know, whether it's North Carolina, because there was a congressman there, Republican Mark Walker, who was proposing legislation that would allow college athletes to earn money through their image and name and likeness. And I mentioned Mitt Romney, same thing. He was saying the same thing. So now they have no choice but to do something. So they're not fooling me. I think they tried to shove this off as long as they could. And yes, it is going to be complicated. And yes, they're going to have to come up with some sort of a way to embrace this change. But make sure that there is still a distinction between college and professional sports, because then we're really in trouble if there's not a distinction. And I'm for this. I'm for the student athletes not getting jammed up on all these technicalities while everybody else makes money on their backs. I think they should be able to make some profit, but how do they do that? How do they get paid? How does this work? I mean, look, they said they voted unanimously to permit students to participate in the athletics and to benefit, but they haven't said what that means. There are no procedures. There are no changes. I mean, what happens if a basketball player takes a check to promote some kind of a bar or a nightclub on Instagram? Is he going to be eligible? Well, tomorrow he would be ineligible. And the statement they released, as I went over it, didn't really say anything. I mean, they had a few bullet points in their press release, and I think that they're concerned because the bullet points say they have to make clear the compensation for athletic performance or participation is impermissible. They have to reaffirm that student athletes are students first and not employees of the university. They have to protect the recruiting environment and prohibit inducements to select, remain at, or transfer to a specific institution. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, the deck is stacked already, but it's stacked even more. If you don't think that somebody who is especially any superstar, is going to go to the biggest, fattest, baddest school that they can go to because they're going to get better money. They're going to be able to buy their mother that house. They're going to be able to buy that car, that whatever. Of course, they're going to be induced to go to certain places because they're going to have the better opportunity in those places. But you could argue that they historically will try to take the better place anyway because of the chances of leaping up in their career and advancing at the pro level higher up in a draft, for example, when you're talking about especially football players. But it's different for other student athletes, and what does that mean for them? And listen, they could get endorsements too. It would just depend. And how do you balance that? How do you balance that marketplace? I mean, do you cap the amount of money an athlete could make? I'm thinking that might be what has to happen. If they're going to make giant amounts of money, would they have to pay back the scholarship money until that's all paid? There could be lawsuits. There could be a lot of problems. But the NCAA better get their act together, and they should focus on this big time so they don't get into these problems as they try to sort it out once it becomes the norm. Because they have now a year. Well, the clock is ticking. They have a year and a little more to put this in place, a year plus. And that means giddy up, baby. They better not have these slow, drawn-out meetings. Woohoo! It's a different era. I say bravo. They should be able to profit, but you better make sure you do have some of those guardrails in place.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton has been called to testify next week in the impeachment inquiry. He was openly troubled about President Trump's approach to Ukraine. Also, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who reported his concerns over the president's phone call with Ukraine's president, is willing to testify publicly in the inquiry. The House is expected to vote on Thursday on a resolution that spells out the details of it. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin is on the Rules Committee.
We are ready to move to an open process where the public will be able to see the witnesses and to get the facts, and everybody will have access to it.
Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole says the whole thing is wrong.
The House has never voted to conduct such an inquiry, and the committees have operated in the dark without formal authorization on what amounts to nothing more than an expanded fishing expedition.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast, that just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Imagine publishing 200 works, short stories, essays, articles, reviews, criticism, a novella, nonfiction works. I can't. I'm exhausted just thinking about our next guest here on the Author's Corner. Donald Ray Schwartz joins us, and he's written a book that we're going to talk about this time around called Deep Tide, Vents of Fire. So think about this. There's lots of mystery. There's lots of intrigue. And you got two women scientists who are trying to capture DNA samples. Wow. Thanks so much for joining us, Donald. I said I was exhausted by everything that you've done, and we just kind of scratched the surface there. So congratulations on the body of work. And we're talking this time, like I said, about Deep Tide, Vents of Fire. So what sparked this book? Why did you write this book?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I much appreciate it. And admire your show and your talent on your interview process. So thank you very much. Yes, actually, you scratched the surface about right, because it didn't go into my acting and directing. But we'll let that go for now. And the answer to your question is, I can't remember if exactly when, 2 years ago or when I started reading. I read the newspaper every day, and I read magazines and so on, unlike, you know, and some internet things. But it captured my attention that in a small blurb, these smoking vents, these volcanoes at the bottom of the ocean, And some scientists were theorizing and even finding, perhaps, weird life forms that don't fit the category of life as we have, plants, animals, and fungi, yet clearly were any definition of life. Eventually they have protoplasm and so on. But they seem to take in silicon and methane and exhaust other kinds of metals, eventually rising to the surface as the anabolic life forms that we know. And so one of the scientists was theorizing, is this how life began on Earth? So as a writer and somewhat of an artiste in the performing arts, you know, we're all, science and art begin with imagination, you know. Both scientists and artists begin with imagination. And then they proceed in a slightly different direction. And so my imagination took over and I said, what if oceanographers and genetic scientists could get down there and extract some of these as samples? And from there, just the fiction just took over, and I said, we've had enough men protagonists, let's get to women, who, and there are many women scientists today who I don't think get enough recognition. So I invented these two characters, one of which is a significant scientist. She's published, you know, her journal articles and a DNA a genetic scientist, and as well as an oceanographer, and her longtime assistant, who is very good with computers and technology and so on, and is also, we find out later, a championship swimmer. Well, you know, if you happen to be in the ocean, what better skill can you have?
So I love that. What was it like, let me jump in, what was it like writing about women as the protagonist? Like you said, there are women scientists,
right.
But it's funny that you went down that lane, because that's the first thing that caught my attention. Was it fun to really flush out these characters?
Yes, and I try to do that very much with their science background first, and then their sexual proclivities second, but the does occur, you know, you write a novel, you have, you know, in Greek drama, sex and violence always occurred off stage, but from Shakespeare on, you know, it's been on stage, it's been in the forefront, and these are human beings, they have natural, you know, desires, and since they wind up on a craft with a lot of men, soldiers, you know, who supposedly are going to guard them, but maybe there's nefarious situations going on with that, with the military. I have a military background. I think you saw that probably, right?
Yes, yes. And so that makes sense.
Yeah, I wasn't in the Navy. I was in the Air Force, but I was in Air Force intelligence at a command center, and, you know, you deal with all military backgrounds, and I make some suppositions here, which I hope the FBI doesn't come to my door. I'm also an academic, you know, so I have a lot of good research background. And the USS Nebraska, which is a Dallas-class submarine, one of our Trident-based submarines, has its own website, and much of which is unclassified, but some of which is classified. And I make a few suppositions. I don't know if you want one of those or not, but...
Yeah, tell us. Let's jump right into that. Give us quickly one of those suppositions. I love
it. Well, if you know about... and this involves a woman inventor, too, actually. Hedy Lamarr. Have you heard of Hedy Lamarr?
Of course, yes.
The actress of the 30s and 40s?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was also, you know, about her invention that allowed our torpedoes in World War II to be effective. She determined the mass rate jumps so they wouldn't be interfered with, and that still exists today. Well, torpedoes, as you may know, once they're launched from the submarine, can only exist at or near the surface. If they go very far below the surface, they implode from the pressure. So I say, well, what is this category of on the Nebraska that they're not talking about, this little space? So I made a supposition that it's an encapsulated torpedo. In other words, a deep sea container that can go down, and at that point is electronically from a distance released, and it immediately implodes. But that's okay, because it's at the target already. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I did.
Wow. So much intrigue with this book. We could talk all day about it, but we're limited, obviously, by time. What do you hope that people take away, Donald, from reading Deep Tide, Vents of Fire?
Well, I hope they get the adventure of it, and with my collaborator's help, he is a genetic scientist, the pure accuracy of DNA and genetic testing and of these weird creatures. And believe it or not, I developed a deep sea submarine thing that allows these scientists to actually go into one of these smoking volcanic vents. And then, of course, okay, it's okay to go into it, but how the heck do you get out of it? So I hope that adventure is there for them. There is a climax in which Navy SEALs have to rescue the crew and these two women, but there's an interesting cross-section that occurs. The two scientists learn military fighting because they have to, and the hardcore Navy and other military people with them learn about DNA and science, life sciences. So there's that little cross-section things, and of course the romance. You have a group of men and two women together on a cross-section thing. There's going to be some romance, and I'm a dyed-in-the-wool romantic. I can't help myself. So the other thing too is, and I'll read from the back of the book if that's okay.
Sure.
Let's see. The vents they intend to explore support life forms, okay, I've already said, with a process called chemosynthesis. Their captured DNA could be used to transform energy equations across the globe, yielding food from gases now treated as harmful, plus fantastic medical discoveries as well. And also, the dark application is with the military. They thought they were going to be protecting them, but they really are also have an idea of the most deadly weapon ever developed using some of
these. Ooh, that's a cliffhanger. That's, as you know, that's what we call it. So Deep Tide, Vents of Fire, pick it up on Amazon. Donald Schwartz, good luck.
Donald
Ray Schwartz, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Yes, and I do give credit to my collaborator, Stephen Evans. He's a genetic scientist. He was a professor at Creighton University. And it's really interesting. How much time do I have?
You've got 30 seconds. Go for it.
I can do it. I'm an old actor. I can do it. usually, I'm happy if I write 3 pages a day or 2 pages, you know, just something every day. For some reason, when I sat down and started writing this, it just flowed. It just went. And I hope that they get all of those things out of it. And I thank you very, very much.
All right. I like it. The flow that comes back in the perfect way. Deep Tide, Vents of Fire. Again, I mentioned this already. You can pick it up on Amazon. Donald Ray Schwartz, thank you.
Thank you, Kay, very much.
out at? In Mexico? 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas? Riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet? Scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
And finally, wrapping up this hour of America Tonight, another version of We Can Count. First of all, do you really understand what emojis are? Apple released 60 new characters this week. Emojis, that is. So this iOS 13.2 software update features all kinds of things like gender-neutral characters, disability-themed emojis, a seeing eye dog, characters in wheelchairs. They've got a waffle, butter, a sloth, a yawning smiley face. Wow, I'm still keeping up with the emojis from the past. So it just shows you got to get on it, people. Get on it. Hey, speaking of getting on it, how about Tim McGraw? You want to talk about numbers? Here's a big number for you. Not 60, but 40. Tim McGraw dumped 40 pounds. And you say, well, what did he do? Did he do Nutrisystem? Did he do Weight Watchers? Did he do intermittent fasting, something me and the other do? As you listen to Mr. Kate Delaney, we talk about it all the time. You know, the struggle is real. So Tim McGraw at 52 says he has never felt better. He just did an interview with Men's Health magazine, and he said about 11 years ago, his daughter Gracie saw him in the movie Four Christmases and said that he looked big on the screen. She said, oh, you look big. And apparently he had gotten up to like 215 pounds. And so he decided after that comment to give up alcohol,
burgers, ooh, truck stop food, yikes. And he started walking in the morning. He said that's what really, really, really made him dump that weight. And he's got a new book out called Grit and Grace, Train the Mind, Train the Body, Own Your Life. And he does. He looks like a different guy where he's eating vegetables and doing all these other things. Not like he maybe didn't have them once in a while, but the daughter's comment really is what prompted that. I cannot believe that JetBlue is doing this, but it is so true. And I'm not advertising for them, but I double checked into it because I saw this when I was having my wickedly strong morning coffee. But JetBlue is offering $31 on domestic flights on Halloween. So you got to do it right now. They're calling it a monster sale. And they're saying anywhere in the United States, and check this out, it includes Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, all flights $31. But the travel has to happen on the 31st. So you have like 2 seconds to hurry up and do this. And I can only imagine that a lot of people will be booking these flights, I guess, right? Because you could go somewhere and go have dinner, go have lunch, go see a haunted house, go, you know, do whatever, go visit somebody, and then turn around and come back. And I wonder how many people will actually take them up on that offer. And now that I've told all of you, I'm certain you will run out and go and book that flight. It doesn't give you much time to get ready for it, though, right? But it would be light packing anyway. Speaking of light packing, I guess Amazon doesn't care what you order, but Amazon is cutting prices and speeding up their delivery of food, that is. So it was $14.99 for Amazon Fresh Delivery. That was the fee. Instead, they're doing a free 2-hour grocery delivery time in about 2,000 cities. Wow. I mean, that is quick. So I guess you think about perishable items and how quickly you'd have to get them out, and they must be hiring a ton of people to do it. But, you know, Jeff Bezos likes to make a splash, and he knows how to do that. So I'm assuming that they've obviously figured out a way to do it, and it's got to be with more people doing the whole delivery thing. All right, I hate to bring you down, but I'm going to bring you down on this one, maybe. Well, I think I will bring you down on this. As somebody who, you know, I take the show all over the place and travel, I got two things on that. One is this Boeing CEO admitting, like, he was, where's Waldo? We didn't see him anywhere, but he admits all these design issues with the 737 MAX. And here's the thing that was so crazy, and this is Dennis Muhlenberg. He was on Congress getting grilled. He was on the Hill the other day getting grilled by Congress, and he said that there was an internal email that was made public that showed an employee had concerns with the system well before the two crashes. So somebody already was saying, look, I'm raising the red flag. That is bad. I mean, that is a communication flub if there ever was one, and I'm putting that lightly. So they didn't, and we know, they didn't properly connect a warning light related to a system that led to those crashes, and it's this system on a single sensor known as AOA, that's the sensor, and there were 3 mistakes made during the design and production of the plane, and that's why they're grounded now at this point. But why weren't they more stringent on the whole design thing? And of course, the House Transportation Committee has been investigating the 2 Boeing crashes, which killed 346 people. And they're also looking at the Federal Aviation Administration's procedures for certifying aircraft, which makes sense. And they've interviewed whistleblowers, reviewed hundreds of thousands of pages of documents, and, you know, they showed this extraordinary production pressure to keep up with this, to keep the jet from the competitor. And that is what it seems like this culture was. So Boeing says they anticipate the plane returns to commercial flights before the end of the year. And they say the grounding weighs heavily on the bottom line. And they say the work is in the final stages and that it should be reapproved for commercial flight. But I'm saying to you, America, are you excited about getting on one of those MAX jets after everything we've heard? The accidents happen, but I don't feel really good about that. I love, love, love this story, and I love it for a couple of different reasons. How about Bill Murray? Bill Murray says He was on Amy Schumer's podcast, Three Girls and One Keith, and he talked about all kinds of things, including the fact that he filled out an application for P.F. Chang's at the Atlanta airport, and he said it's just a great place. He said it looks like they're having the best time at P.F. Chang's. Now, if I'm P.F. Chang's, I am popping this up all over the place. And I have to say, I have eaten at that P.F. Chang's in Atlanta twice, and I completely get what he's saying. There, I don't know if it's he and I ran into the same crew, and that the people are just happy and they're attentive, and you know your food, you get your food pretty quickly. I'm not sure, but after I saw that story, and he said he just likes it because he liked how he felt when he was there, I thought to myself, I know exactly what he's talking about because I've been through there. You know, I've taken the show through Atlanta a bunch of times, and I feel exactly the same way, which is just, you know, the strangest thing that I wouldn't have even thought of it if he hadn't said that, but just the strangest thing. And hey, how about this? When we talk about We Can Count, how about John Cena? He plays a firefighter in his new movie that's out, and we see what's happening in California. We're talking about it on the show all the time. And he tweeted this video out saying he's going to donate $500,000 to the fighting of the California wildfires, which I think is such a good thing for him to do. I mean, thousands of people have had to evacuate their houses. There have been power outages. It's insane. Multiple fires all over the place with all different names. The Kincade Fire, the Tick Fire, the Getty Fire. And, you know, his movie comes out on November 8th, and it talks about the whole firefighting thing. And, of course, it's a comedy, but the timing of that and then what's happening in California, I'm just going to say he doesn't have to donate that money. And, you know, bravo to John Cena for doing that because it's so, I mean, it's been so difficult for these firefighters. As somebody who was a reporter and I've been out on some of those lines, it's been a long time, I saw, and this is what they do for a living, right? And this is what makes them tick. But I've seen what it's like and how tiring it is, and how, and you know, hour after hour, and they're just getting after it, and they want to help people, and they want to save houses, and they want to save people more importantly. And you just cannot talk enough about, yes, it's their business, yes, it's what they do, but the way they do it is just absolutely phenomenal. So hats off for everything that they do for so many people across the country. But of course, what we're seeing with this horrible fires in California, both in the north and the south, and you know, all those places in between. All right, quickly, I'm just going to mention this because you know I am a Game of Thrones fans. Now HBO has House of the Dragon. Yeah, they announced that they've ordered this, and it's basically a prequel, and it's based on George R.R. Martin and Ryan Condal are doing this based on his Fire and Blood series, and the show is set 300 years before the events of the Game of Thrones, and it tells the story of the House of Dragon. And I love this. I love that they're doing it, because I think they're going to get an audience. We are thirsty. Well, some of us are thirsty for the Game of Thrones. So if we have to go back 300 years, we'll see. I bet you they still get some really attract a lot of viewers. We saw the blowout numbers they had before. Hey, thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for some someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahee Boutique Club's original pure Pound Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.